oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, next on the Teen Nation, back with some more information from the PGA Merchandise Show. I ran into two of the top instructors in our game and two great friends of the show, and Rob Strano and Debbie O'Connell. Had the privilege of pulling them off the floor, going over into the podcast area, spending some time with them. Rob and I, we talk about putting. We talk about the small guys that got an opportunity to show their great new ideas and how fantastic that is. And then amongst the big boys, it's always good to see some small market guys doing some fantastic stuff. We also talk about making the game fun and spending some time with Debbie on the mental approach and how not to let that one bad swing or one bad hole ruin our rounds and to really focus on the positive. Golf positive is Debbie O'Connell. I hope you enjoy the segment as much as I enjoy both of these folks. Take a listen. All right, I'm back here at the PGA Merchandise Show, and I'm one of the most fortunate people on the planet because I ran into one of my favorite people on the planet, and that is Debbie O'Connell, as you guys know. Golf positive and one of the top 50 LPGA instructors, and as I say every time, she is absolutely one of my favorite people on the planet because she is so positive, and every time she's a part of the show, she makes it infinitely better. Debbie, thank you for taking a minute.
Chris, you are amazing, and I love any opportunity to talk with you. It was so great. I was walking the floor of the PGA show, and I hear Debbie, and I recognize that voice. And I was so excited to turn around and give you a big hug. You're just amazing.
Well, thank you for being here. So, Debbie, as we heard with Rob just a moment ago, and we always talk about how powerful the mind is and the negative self-talk we do and all that sort of thing. How do we change our brain from being going to the negative side? Instead of doing that, focus on that. I mean, we may have had 17 great holes, but we had that one bad one, and we get to the 19th hole and we say, you know what, if I only had done, I would have shot. How do we not do that and focus on the 17 really good ones?
That is such a great question, Chris, because here's the first thing. Understand the power of your brain. Imagine this. Everyone, just think about this for a moment. Your brain is listening to every word you say. And every word you say to it, it has no judgment. It's going to try to make it come true. So if you only talk about everything you messed up on the golf course, yeah, I shot this, but I four-putted two times and I three-putted five times, or whatever. Yeah, and I hit it out of bounds on the 13th hole. When that's the focus, that's what your brain will remember. If you change your language, you change what you remember, you change what you focus on. It's all about focus. You know, we can focus on the bad stuff, everything that went wrong, but we can focus on everything that went right. So how do we do that? Well, one, awareness. Be aware first of the power you have and how you talk to your brain, and that your brain is always listening. But first, really understand that. I think that alone will make people pay attention when you realize you're programming your brain all the time. Second, interrupt. Interrupt. If you go negative, do something to interrupt it. Say, stop. No. Make a move in your body that's just abrupt and big. You go, no. And then start to change your thoughts. Your thoughts will influence your emotions. And it's all about what you focus on, right? We can be out there in slow play. You can focus on what you can't control, basically, the piece of the course, or you can focus on what you can control, and that's how you react to it. You know, we can either stand there with our hands on our head and go, oh my God, I can't believe they parked the cart there. They're walking backwards. Or why are they taking so long to read that book? What do they think? They're in the US Open? You can focus on all that. Or you can look around and say, wow, I'm grateful to be out here. You can have a conversation with your playing partner.
Yeah.
Maybe have a laugh. And then, you know what, you'll play better.
So let's bring that down into a micro situation, because a lot of my buddies, my father too, there's that one hole that always gets us. I can never make a par on 12, or I can never get it off the tee and not go into the woods on 10. You know, that hole that kind of just grabs us every single time, and we're defeated before we even put a peg in the ground on that hole. How do we fix that?
Well, at first, it's a neural connection. I mean, there's a connection because the times that it didn't go well, there was probably some emotion. The more emotion attached to an event, the more the memory, there is a solid neural connection up there. So it's literally, there's two ways. One is the faster, easier way, which is literally to go into the unconscious mind with, you know, that'd be me at coaching, and it's called timeline therapy, and go back to the first time you played poorly in the unconscious and literally release it in a second. And then you get a positive view of all the situations on that whole. So that's one way to do it. The other way, which most people and your listeners will want to do, unless they reach out to me or come and conquer your golf line, is to act and speak differently to yourself. You've got to break the pattern. So if you always hit driver on that hole, hit something different. When you walk up to there, use your body language and walk up there with your shoulders back, your chin up. Sing a song that you love. Get yourself intentionally in a whole different state of mind. By your thoughts, your emotions, your body language. Literally, you have to be different up there to break the old pattern. When you step up to it differently, interrupt. We're in charge of our thoughts, really. So as soon as you go to, oh no, let go, no, no, no. I've got this. I can do this, and then just sing a song or do something crazy different. Take a different club off the tee. That will interrupt the old pattern too. Play it a little differently than you've ever played it. So now it's brand new, and you can start to play it well. And then here's another thing. You can literally play a movie of the one time you played it well. If you ever played the whole great once, play that movie in your head. Your brain doesn't know the difference between you really playing it well or you imagining yourself playing it well. So if you beforehand, every night, go to bed, think about that hole, imagine the time you played it well, and play that over and over and over, and that'll help as well. So those two things, takes a little longer because we have to break that neural connection, but it works. It will absolutely work for everybody.
You do a lot of programs throughout the year, plus you've got a Solheim Cup trip that you do all the time. You got that coming up again this year because we get lucky to have it in back-to-back years to get them back on track. Talk about the other things you've got coming up here in 24.
Well, let me mention the Solheim Cup because it is back-to-back. It's right outside our nation's capital. I mean, wearing red, white, and blue just outside of Washington, D.C. when the U.S. has not brought home the cup in the last 3 Solheim Cups, and last time it was even tied, 14-14, we didn't have the cup, so it's still in Europe's hands. So this one's going to be amazing. I am so excited. I love the Solheim Cup. It has to be a bucket list event for every single golfer out there. If you've never been, look, I mean, go to my website. It's debbie-o'connell.com. The first thing that's going to pop up is that Solheim Cup. And look at our trip. It's a week long. I have my own golf positive cup for 2 days. We play golf, opening dinner, closing reception, and dinner, and then breakfast included every day. I take care of all the transportation. You just have to get there, and I'll basically take care of the rest. And we really have a great time. Even the first night, those shoes you have on with the gold, those,
yeah.
Wow, amazing. They'd be great the first night on the dance floor at my Solheim Cup trip. But we have that. That's huge. I'm doing virtual golf clinics, so I'll be doing some.
Is that right?
Online, and I love it. I watch people practice. They learn how to practice from home, and I'm coaching them. I get an oversized screen so I can watch everybody. And
wow,
it's really fun, and we do all the at-home drills to make everybody that better that way. I had one person. Oh my gosh, I got more out of this than some of the clinics I've done in person, because then they were able to practice at home, and they spent more time doing that than they did going to the golf course. Yes, everybody seems to be busy today.
Yeah.
Anything we can do to help them get better, whether mentally, you know, physically, whatever it takes. Golf is so fun. Most importantly, have fun out there.
Oh, you make it fun. You make this segment fun. Remind everybody how you talked about your website, but how else can we stay in touch with you and follow you, whether it's online or on social media?
Absolutely. I have a YouTube channel. I can look on Debbie O'Connell or Golf Positive. I think it's under Golf Positive, and I'm putting more and more content on that. I'm so excited about it. And again, again, subscribe to that as well on Instagram. It's Debbie_O_comma for Instagram. I'm on Facebook. My personal Facebook page, I do a little message pretty much Monday through Thursday for sure. Friday can be a crazy day. I might put a wig on and sing or something crazy. It's fun Friday. It's very fun, and I get comments all the time. I'm walking down the show floor and some stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love your In Motion Monday, your Talk Tuesday, your Fitness Wellness Wednesday. I mean, it's just so fun. They say, I love your little messages. And the short little messages might help you start your day. They do get live at 8:30, but of course you can see it all day. I'd love to connect with more and more people, because life itself should be lived in a positive way. And everybody deserves that. And it's much more fun. And, you know, we change your mind, you change your game, you change your life.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to come and speak to me. Like I say, you're one of my favorite people on the planet. Every time you're a part of the show, this is the first time, obviously, we've got to do it face-to-face. But even when you do it, you know, and it's just over the audio, my cheeks hurt. I've told you that before, because I smile so much for the information that you share and how you make me feel on the other end and how you make everybody else feel. You're just an unbelievably wonderful person.
Well, thank
so thank you,
Chris.
So much.
It's a joy to be with you and to do this in person, over
yeah.
the top. I'm just over the top excited. So
me
thank
too.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Debbie.
That was the great Debbie O'Connell, and before her, Rob Strano, two of the finest people you will ever run across on the face of the earth. Great guests, and on top of that, 10 times better people. And so thankful that I got to spend some time with both of them. And also, as you heard Rob talk about really quickly, one of the people that he does some work with on the Golf Kingdom is fitness expert Courtney Weber. And I'm very excited to get to have Courtney come on the show. We're going to work out a date to have her as part of the show as well. She's outstanding. Just one of the most positive people. Fits right in there with both Debbie and Rob in these two segments. So looking forward to having her as part of the show, hopefully before long. But my sincere thanks to both Rob and Debbie for taking a little bit of time out of their day at the PGA Merchandise Show. A lot of fun, a lot of information, and look forward to catching up with both of them again real soon here on the show. All right, my friends, thank you for tuning in to this very special segment of Next on the Tee. Looking forward to this week's show. Looking forward to having you back as part of the show. I can't thank you all enough for being the greatest supporters in the history of podcasts. Until then, hit them straight, my friends.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.